Mocha.
This festival is curated by the rock band Wilco. So it stands to reason we'd have a member of the band on our show today, and not just any member.
It does, and we do. Jeff Tweedy is here to talk about the Solid Sound Festival and other Wilco goings-on, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to our program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I can't even imagine what it's like to have put this whole thing together. So you come into town when?
We got into town on Monday.
Yeah,
It's a lot of work, and it's really rewarding work. But I think more for our management and all the people that work with us have just an amazing workload. We have a lot to do, learning a lot of new material, a lot of covers for the request show tonight,
which is great.
And we put a lot of thought into trying to make it unique and different from the last one, and hopefully better. And
any playtime?
Playtime?
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
What do you do when what does a famous band do when they have a few moments off?
I personally will get out and hike a little bit. You know, this is a great area for that, definitely. We all have kids, so that takes up a lot of the downtime playing with the kids, and I don't know.
Your son is a budding musician, or is an accomplished musician. How does that work when you see, your offspring coming up, and are you proud every minute, or how does it work?
Well, I'm very proud. I don't know. I guess it really, like anything else that your children do, any other things your children do, I think it depends on the kid. I would never discourage him or my other son from doing something they're passionate about, and it just happens to be music. So I don't really worry about it. I feel like I've in spite of the way things may appear from the outside, with troubles with labels or record labels, or I don't know, the music business in general, or personal issues, I feel like I've led a pretty charmed life.
Wonderful life.
And I think primarily because music has been in my life and has been a great consolation and a great thing to get to do. And I feel very fortunate, and I tell this to both my kids all the time, that the real struggle for a lot of people in life is to find something they actually love to do and then figure out a way to get to do it.
So if you had been a gastroenterologist, the chances are that your kid would have been a doctor also.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if maybe I created a culture of belief in our household that it looked like something, I don't know, fun to do or attractive, maybe that would be the case.
Last question, I've asked many people this, and I need a straight answer. Is there such a thing in your experience, or do you think there's such a thing as a musical gene, born with it or not?
Oh, I think science would probably back me up. I think there must be.
I do too.
Yeah. But I think I think it's a lot of things. It's probably, like any other genetic predisposition, requires a certain amount of fostering or an environment that would nurture it. Being around music your whole life obviously makes you learn that vocabulary. It's a language. So
my parents kept telling me to shut up.
Yeah.
So I kept playing. Yeah. But I didn't have the gene.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Joseph?
We were talking to Alex Brothers earlier about, bringing a festival like this to a place like this. But basically, I mean, all of these, it ultimately comes down from you and the band and ideas that get bandied about.
Yeah, I think, the first few years we're just, astonished at the resources available to us and the abilities of all the people here at Mass Mocha to help realize anything that we would throw at them. And maybe we've gotten a little bolder every year with asking asking them to help us implement these ideas.
Because you just get to take over. I mean,
we get to take over, and they do. They just do an amazing job. I mean, really, I feel hesitant when people talk about how much work it is. I feel hesitant to bemoan that at all, because it doesn't feel like work for us, and it's certainly a lot more work for a lot of the other people that help us make it happen.
What's the studio in the other room here? What's going on here?
This is a loft that is right behind. It is to mirror your loft. I'll give you an essence. Was the word you used before, essence?
It's not a real recreation of the loft. I think that would be unreasonably expensive.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's meant to be an essence of the loft or to get maybe a little closer, a little window into what our work environment is like. I think there's a natural curiosity for people that are fans to see what our workspace is like. And one of the unique things about Wilco that I see a lot of bands that we have that a lot of bands don't have is this workspace that we've built over many, many years. I think.
And where is it?
It's in Chicago. Uh-huh. It's in an industrial, four-story building that we have two floors of. And over the years, we've just filled it up with things that are inspiring to us, instruments and art and recording equipment and it's you go there and you know that something most likely will exist at the end of the day that wasn't there when you woke up, and that's like the joy of it. And
don't you need any of those instruments that are, I assume you don't, but
We have access to them if we do.
Okay,
need them,
right. But, you just come on over to the loft and grab them. We mentioned this in the introduction, but you get done with this, and then the big summer tour is Americanorama with Bob Dylan and My Morning Jacket, and
Richard Thompson and
Ryan Bingham in some places, and
Bob Weir. I think Beck is on one show.
It's going to be the closest place, I think, in our area is the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, SPAC, on July 21st. And this is so how did that come together?
It was put together by Dylan's management. We were asked to be a part of it. Presumably, it came down from
Dylan
on high.
On high.
Yeah. That we would be a good touring companion or of some sort.
Do you have any idea how he came to that? In other words, where he heard you or where it happened?
I think that from Chronicles, he must have become aware of us at least through the, I don't know, the Mermaid Avenue records, the Woody Guthrie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we were on his radar at all before that. It'd be surprising to me because we weren't on many people's radar before that.
Except for our producer, Sarah LaDuke, who from the very beginning has been your greatest booster.
That's right. So,
at what point did you, have you had conversations with him?
No.
Okay.
No.
So will those take place?
I'm not taking anything for granted. I don't. I mean, I think that one of the beautiful things about the way Dylan works, from my observation, is that there's a certain amount of anarchy involved. And
you and, too, though. I mean, if there's something that sort of characterizes the group, don't you think?
Well, it's that way. I think we are maybe a little bit more. I don't know if controlling is the right word. That seems pejorative, but it's
well, nobody thinks he's not controlling.
Well, that's true, I guess. But we follow our own muse, definitely.
Sure.
And that's, I guess, what maybe appears similar, but there's a certain communication isn't really part of it. I think the communication must be musical,
right?
Instead of saying we're going to do this, it's supposed to just happen, and that's something that's difficult for a group to do, and much more much more reasonable for an artist like Bob Dylan to do. Like, indeed, six people in Wilco, we kind of have to figure out where you're going. Yeah.
Will there be, will you be performing with him at all, or is it going to be very separate?
The original idea that we were presented with was expressed to us that would be part of the tour. And so, but like I said, there's an anarchic element to it. So I don't think we're not taking that for granted that that's going to happen. I don't know exactly what shape that would take.
Well, that's going to be a hell of a ride, though. I mean, part of it has to be frightening, but part of it has to be exciting and fun too.
I'm completely, I'm surrendered to the idea that anything that happens is going to be just incredibly exciting and wonderful to be a part of. Just if we end up playing a set and watching Bob Dylan for a month and a half or something this summer, that doesn't suck at all. If we get thrown a bunch of curveballs and are asked to play songs that we're not familiar with, and end up doing collaborations that are really seat of the pants and, in the spur of the moment, I think we're adept. We're a pretty capable band in that regard. So, I look forward to that challenge, but I think it'd be fun.
I want to take a quick break and bring your son in here and talk to the two of you. But before I go, I've been listening to the new Mavis Staples album that you worked on and with her, and oh my God, it's beautiful. I guess it doesn't officially come out till next month, or
next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So wow.
Oh, thank you.
Now I know you two have collaborated before, but and she was here at the first Solid Sound Festival. But working with artists like that, of Mavis Staples and Bob Dylan, I mean, it has to be just a real thrill.
Oh yeah, it's because
she seems like a hoot.
She's an incredible person to get to be around. There's no doubt about that. Every once in a while I take a step back and feel a little bit overwhelmed by the reality and question whether it is reality. Because it's something I've spent my entire life daydreaming about, being included in something I really believe in as a continuum of human spirit. I don't know. I could really pontificate about the meaning for me, but it's more than anything. It's just, I just try and keep my head down and work and enjoy the experiences that I've been lucky enough to have.
That's incredible. We're going to talk to your son Spencer in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Jeff Tweedy. We are broadcasting live from Mass Mocha and the Solid Sound Festival. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. I'm Joe Donahue, here with Alan Shartok and Jeff Tweedy, and joining in on the fun now is Spencer Tweedy. Don't let the shared name, last name, not fool you. They are related. Spencer, of course, is Jeff's son.
And Spencer is the drummer for the Blisters. The band is playing this Sunday at the festival. They've been together for 10 years and put out an album on their website earlier this month.
The album is called Finally Bored, but we have a sneaking suspicion that Spencer is anything but bored or boring, and it's great to have him here. Spencer Tweedy, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is it like to be able to, take this stage on Sunday?
It's a really cool opportunity for us. We're super excited to play it. We haven't ever played outside of Chicago, really, except for at a few of our friends' barns in Wisconsin. So this it's really cool for us.
Where are you in school?
I'm in school at a Chicago public school in Chicago. Obviously.
I think he meant what grade.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Every time I'm asked that question, I interpret it the wrong way. I'm going to be a senior next year.
Wow. And after that?
I don't know. We'll see where I go. We need to start looking around. How we should start that.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
No, do it now. This would be a fascinating insight. We can help you.
That sounds to me like Oberlin is the perfect place where you've got the conservatory and everything else.
Uh-huh. You're young. You got your health. Yeah. You need an education.
Right. Exactly. What's the point of it?
Yeah. What's the point?
So that's the route. You'll go to college and then obviously continue the music. I mean that is the passion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Grade school education was good enough for me.
So you've been playing for 10 years.
Yeah.
How old were you when you began?
So. I've been playing the drums and the blisters since we were 7 years old. Our first show
the first show?
No, I think I just turned seven.
Oh, that's right. It was
like
your birthday.
That on the cusp.
Right. Yeah. And our first show we played at Second City in Chicago, and we only knew one song, and that was Wilco Heavy Metal Drummer. And at the end of our set, we, you know, the comedy club audience wanted... He gave the little
They were so cute.
They were so cute. We got an encore.
And you played it again. And
yeah, we played it again. It's the only song we knew.
Right. When
And that was the next year they got asked to play it and they refused.
Yeah, we were divas already.
They moved past that, beyond that chapter in their career.
And move on. Yeah. And so, obviously, you have a lot more behind you now, and it will be a full set when you perform on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got a whole record of music, and it's all original, and yeah.
Speaking of which, Jeff, I just wanted to ask you, I was overhearing a group talking over here before we went on, and somebody said, well, you know, they're playing one set of covers, mm-hmm. meaning playing somebody else's music as opposed to your own. How do you come to that?
We just thought it would be a fun thing to attempt, take a bunch of requests from our internet audience and people that were going to be attending. And
so what are some of the covers?
I'm not going to tell anybody yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. Yeah, that's a
well. There's also a certain.
Can I guess? If I guess yes, you'll say yes or no.
We could be here all day.
Yeah, this could be a long.
All right. Yeah. I'll guess one. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Nope.
Oh, crushed.
Sorry. You're gonna go home early tonight. Yeah.
When
the other idea, real quick about that. The other idea was it was. I always really thought that the Johnny Carson Stump the Band thing was entertaining and fun. And so we thought this is, you know, our spin on that idea. So there's a lot of songs that we hopefully will know how to play and some that we won't know how to play and we'll see what
So will you know before you are given the thing what
we have rehearsed a lot of the songs that were requested and we will play some specific songs for sure, and we will have an element of randomness for the other parts of the set.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you ever play in the band?
So to answer your question, Johnny Cash might be in there.
Yeah, so you don't know. Yeah. So do you play with, do you ever play with your dad?
In Wilco?
Yeah. Or no. Just, I mean...
Do you ever sit down and say, okay, Pop, let's go?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. We jam all the time when we have when we have time, yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
When your dad's on stage and they're doing something like they're going to be doing tonight, where are you?
I'll probably be on the side watching or out with my mom. Just enjoying it.
How much of this do you think is osmosis? I mean, of learning. I mean, Alan asked the question about genes before, but I think of watching and learning and soaking all that in, and not only from your dad, of course, but from the members of the entire band,
and from his mother.
Yeah,
Honestly, he grew up in a rock club.
Yeah, till I was four.
You know, my wife ran a rock club in Chicago, and so even I think he probably spent as much time, if not more, with touring rock bands coming through town as he did with me and Wilco.
So. Well, did they try to teach you any bad habits?
Yeah, totally. By the time I was three, I was smoking crack a day.
No. Smoking, and he went through rehab at seven. And,
No, I think to answer your question, I think the grand majority of it is because you just Yeah, osmosis is the best word for it. You live around it, and you learn from everybody around you.
And you know, we were joking, but, you know, and then not to, to be level-headed about it and not to be, you know, have it screw up at a young age.
Yeah, I just take steps back frequently to think about, like, where I am and, you know, what it means to fit in these worlds that I'm getting to be a part of and stuff.
Well, your father is so good at that. I mean, he is. I mean, he's got his feet on the ground. He's not in awe of himself. That's
clear. Amazed all the time that he's, I mean, how old are you, 45?
Yes.
Yeah? I'm sorry, that's a bad word. I shouldn't talk about
your age. No, that's fine. I'm comfortable with my
age.
Yeah,
you are comfortable. Sure. Proud. But I think all the time about how amazing it is for you guys to be playing with all these legends and people that you were 9 years old growing up listening to their records at home. And then you grow up and play with them. It's amazing.
Well,
it's so cool.
Yeah. Well, it is amazing.
Good job, Dad.
Good job, Dad.
But you get to soak up that too.
Yeah.
I mean, when your dad's going to be on stage with Dylan, you'll be there and experiencing that.
Yeah, and Dylan's my age.
Yeah.
That's very, very old.
No.
Do you think I'm closer in age to your dad or to Alan?
Go ahead. This is not fair.
Yeah.
I'd say my dad.
We're exactly the same age.
Yeah. Oh,
your
yeah?
dad and I
yeah.
are exactly the same age. So he wears it much better. So when you think about what's going to be happening this weekend in the festival, I mean, you obviously win this for it. So I have to do the math here. But so you're how old?
I'm 17 years
old. So you're 17. So this has been going, 4 years?
Yeah, we skipped a year, so this will be, it's our third Solid Sound or fourth year of doing it.
So you were like 12 or 13 when you first came here.
Yeah.
But it's like summer camp in a way.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, do you play volleyball or tetherball or things like that?
Or you go hiking sports? With your dad.
Is it swimming time?
We did go hiking yesterday, actually.
Yeah, we
actually.
Did. It's a nice waterfall.
Yeah, awesome. You keep yourself covered up, and so watch out for those ticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
that was a big consideration.
I'll bet it was, yeah.
Now, is your other sibling musically involved?
He's not as involved in the making of music, but he's deeply involved in listening to music.
He has kind of the best taste of any person I know in everything.
And how old?
He's 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's got an exquisite ear. You know, he's like, for a 13-year-old, his palate is in... for music is really sophisticated. He's like Brian Eno is his favorite artist.
Cool. And,
he's awesome.
He's really awesome.
Well, do you have a problem? This is probably a touchy question, but do you have a problem keeping things sort of even between your kids? I mean, I remember asking Pete Seeger once about his grandson, Tao. And I said, "You're a wonderful grandson." And he said to me, "I have 8 wonderful grandchildren." Yeah. So it was quite clear that, this is an issue.
Yeah, it's not an issue, except in the public sphere when people pay attention to Spencer and I'm asked questions about Spencer more frequently. Spencer spends more time visible in his pursuits, but at home I just tell them all the time which one's my favorite at that moment.
You took the trash out, you're my favorite.
Yeah.
That makes sense, sure. Yeah. The Blisters are playing on Sunday in Courtyard C here at Mass Mocha as part of the Solid Sound Festival. And at Valentine's in Albany on Monday, their website is theblisters.com. Theblisters.com. Wilco's website, for good measure, is wilcoworld.net. Wilcoworld.net. The festival's website is solidsoundfestival.com. Solidsoundfestival.com. Jeff and Spencer Tweedy, I want to thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend, and congratulations on all the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Great to see you guys again.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Solid Sound Festival at Mass Mocha.